Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body, which we just read the verses about that, touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. So what is the Bible teaching us? That if someone touched a dead body, touch any of these things that are holy, is it going to be unclean? What's the answer? Yes, it shall be unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. So I want to take this principle. Girls, can I get your help? So what I need is that little tiny coffee cup and the water bottle right there. Yep. Bring that to me without spilling it, please. And then you grab those two. Yep, that's it. Okay, this is coffee left over. I'll try to show you, but it's coffee. Thank you. Thank you, girls. I'm going to have you come back up here in just a second. So this is leaves that I got from the next door neighbor's little trash pit out there. And there's a cigarette butt in there. Okay? This is crystal clear drinking water that I poured right before the service. This is the rest of the bottle is sealed. It's purified. It's clean. Okay? There's nothing unclean about that water. It's perfectly clean. Is that clean? Does anybody want to try a piece of this leaf right here? Just eat it. How about the cigarette butt? And who knows who's pissed over there or what animals have pissed over there? Or what human beings have, or whatever. Nothing would surprise me. So then here's the nasty coffee with the ring around the collar that somebody left in their seat right over there last service. And I walked up and I saw that on the seat and I was like, I'm going to kill somebody. No. I'm going to pour this nasty coffee that's been sitting in here with the leaves. Is that clean now? Do you think that's clean now that there's coffee in it? Okay, what if I do this? What if I pour fresh, clean water into that cup? Do you think it's going to be clean now? Hey, I'm adding clean water to it. What's the problem? Is it clean now? Would you drink it? Come here. I want a kid, a volunteer, to come up and drink this. Miss Jessica, you want to come up and have a... Hey, it's going to keep you up. It's going to make you stay awake for the rest of this sermon. So what if I put, so this is clean, perfectly clean right here. I'm going to pour some more water in here. And I'm thirsty, so I'm going to take a drink. So this is perfectly clean water. Now it's not after I put my lips on it, right? But I don't want to waste it either. So what if I take this unclean water and pour into here, is it still going to be clean? You sure? I didn't put the cigarette butt in there. I didn't put the, oh, there's a little bit of leaf in there. Here, Daniel, you want to try a little drink of this? This is the point I'm trying to make. If you got nothing wrong with you, and someone takes and puts something that by definition is unclean, by definition, by that wasn't from Baptist.com either. That was from the dictionary. Okay? So an antigen or a virus that gets into your blood system, a contagion, or some kind of pandemic virus like COVID-19 is injected into you. And I'm not saying that they're injecting COVID-19 into you, but they are injecting something in you, whatever that mystery thing is, it's getting a response to your body. The Bible principles are teaching something opposite. Don't put unclean things on you. God wants there to be a difference between the clean and the unclean. The unclean and the clean. Yeah. Is that clear in the Bible? Yeah. Girls, can I get you up here again? You want to talk? You can try this if you want. All right. Anybody wants to try this coffee from last week? You're more than welcome to. All right. So thank you, girls, for I appreciate your help there. So, but this is what is being perpetuated to us, that unclean can make you able to not be unclean. They're basically just, So they're not saying that it's making you clean. They're saying that you're not going to get unclean if you take the unclean thing in you. Does that make sense? So where was I at here? What verse did I have you turn to? Oh, we're in Haggai. So I did the experiment of water. Does the experiment of water help you understand what I'm talking about? So, and hopefully the Word of God is the thing that helps you to understand that.